Politicians everywhere face criticisms of too much talk and not enough action. But when senior United States Democrat Nancy Pelosi says she stands in support of the so-called Dreamers, illegal immigrants who've lived in the US since they were children, she quite literally puts her words into action. Today, Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, stood in the chamber and spoke for a marathon 8 hours and 6 minutes, smashing the record for the longest speech delivered to the House. House rules prevented her from taking a break or any refreshment other than water while she spoke, and the 77-year-old politician did it all while wearing 10-centimetre high heels. Nick Grimm has our report.
I yield 1 minute to Leader Pelosi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the gentlelady.
It's known as the magic minute, but in reality, there's nothing in US House of Representatives rules that force party leaders to keep their special allowance to speak in the chamber to just 60 seconds. Rather, they can go on and on for as long as they like.
So I use this occasion as opposing this bill to speak further about social justice in America.
And the Democrat House Leader Nancy Pelosi set about doing exactly that as she rose to speak in support of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the US as children. They're known as the Dreamers.
As members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act now to protect Dreamers who are the pride of our nation and are American in every way but on paper.
As famous speeches go, Nancy Pelosi's oratory might not have been the most galvanizing or stirring, but as far as the US House of Representatives records go back, it was far and away the longest, clocking in at around 8 hours and 6 minutes.
I would say that in this Congress and in this country, we not only want to be on the right side of history, we want to be on the right side of the future. And to be on the right side of the future, we have to recognize who we are as a country, what our values are.
Politicians sometimes filibuster as a delaying tactic during debate, but Nancy Pelosi's marathon speech is being interpreted as more of an effort to appease the left of her own party, furious that their fellow Democrats in the Senate had earlier struck a deal with Republicans to pass a government spending budget that did not include measures to protect America's dreamers from deportation. But that deal now faces strong pushback from Democrats like Nancy Pelosi when the government spending bill returns to the House of Representatives for another vote. And her speech was a signal to friends and foes alike in Washington that she's ready to bunker down for the long haul.
But most of all, let us thank and acknowledge the Dreamers for their courage, their optimism, their hope, their inspiration to make America more American. Thank you, my colleagues.
The spending deal is a crucial one for the Trump White House, which faces the prospect of a government shutdown of non-essential operations within 24 hours if it doesn't pass. Sarah Sanders is the White House spokeswoman.
Members of Congress, like Nancy Pelosi, should not hold our military hostage over a separate issue.
Regardless of the standoff, Donald Trump has no plans to tighten the belts of the US military. Rather, he wants to substantially boost spending. And the build-up includes, it seems, the president's wish for an annual big military parade to rival the displays of nations like Russia, China, and North Korea. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
I think we're all aware in this country of the president's affection and respect for the military. We've been putting together some options. We'll send them up to the White House for a decision.
The president's parade plan has come in for scorn, though, from fellow Republicans like Senator John Kennedy, who said America does not need to flaunt its strength.
Confidence is silent. Insecurities are loud.
America is the most powerful country in all of human history, he said. You don't need to show it off.
Nick Grimm with that report.